السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers in Islam. Last couple of days, things happened to me. And whatever happened to me make me repeat only one verse in Quran. And I keep talking to Allah. What is that? يا أيها الناس, O you people, أنتم الفقراء. You are poor. إلى الله. Toward your Lord, Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ وَالْحَمِيدُ. Allah is the most rich, the most grateful and thankful. Subhanallah. I keep repeating in the last 48 hours. Oh, you people, you are poor. And subhanallah, how poor we are. By the will of Allah, I will share with you what in my chest. You remember Zam'a radiallahu anha? It was the second wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end of Mecca time. And in the end of Medina time, actually long time ago, but in Medina, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she tell him, Ya Rasulullah, I know you don't like me, but please, don't divorce me. Keep me under your name, and I resign and completely surrender all my right to you, meaning I do not need any right from you at all. You are pure completely. Don't give me nothing. But just keep me under your name until you die or I die. We have too many incidents in Islam like that. Why she want that? Meaning, she give up all her right of dunya because she do not want leave this title to be the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when she died. What it mean to us? I start with this example for something very high. When you read men around the messenger, when you read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companion, everybody aiming for akhirah. And when you aim for akhirah, you are rich. And when you are aiming for dunya, you are poor. All last 48 hours, I'm repeating in my heart and my tongue even alone. Oh, you people, you are poor. Oh, you people, are you poor? We are really poor. Wallahi, we poor. We poor if we deny the message. We poor if we elevate our shaitan, our nafs, and bickering and back and forth and this and that over many incidents above the big picture. We poor if we sold akhirah for dunya. We poor if we willing to lost some of the most precious relationship for our life for dunya. I see it. Wallahi, I see it, my brother. I was watching some incidents happened in Egypt, and some big name, big name of Shiuch, they lost. They lost big time to the point people called them liar, traitor, people cursing them, make dua against them. These the people used to have tens and thousands of followers. Why? Because the Sheikh surrendered to dunya, and he did not stand up for Allah. I see a wife bickering with her husband for tiny incidents and keep doing it over and over again, over and over again, non-stop, until the man becomes sick and tired of all this fighting and bickering over nonsense. And deep inside, I know a lot of these people, sometimes she may love her husband, need him, value him, but she push him away. I know many husbands do the same to his wife. I know parents do the same to the children. Children to the father and parents. We, brother and sister, to each other. Why? Where it coming from? Where it coming from is blindness. The blindness happened when dunya take over, the nafs take over, shayateen take over, and we do not have the vision of the real future, the future of akhirah. What about Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu? When the time came and they tell him choose between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and your father, he said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He chose it and he become Zayd ibn Haritha habbu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahi, my body is shivering when I said that. Because look what kind of love. How many of us guarding our love, guarding? I remember in the old days I was reading. Who is a woman? The woman save her nest. The woman guard her nest. And when you guard your nest, can you guard it by insulting? Speculation, assuming, lying, cheating, calling names, bickering, argue, allow your feeling to take over a tiny, tiny incidents, and you keep allow shaitan to manipulate you, going back and forth, until it finish you. And in meantime, shaitan make you lose some of the most precious things in your life. Poor human being. What about parents? Keep argue with their children. Same. Husband argue with his wife. Same. What will happen to us when our vision of akhirah go down? Nafs come up, genetic come up, the disease of the heart come up, the value of it, what call quote unquote value of dunya, which is actually is the opposite. Because look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the opposite. As-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqr. Shaitan promise you poverty. People do not get understand what, how you can read Quran. Shaitan do not come and tell you, oh, I promise you poverty. No. Shaitan do not do that. Shaitan make you keep bickering, argue, disease of the heart, thinking about negativity, doing this, doing that, Ya Allah, and make you lose your time, your loved one, the most precious things in your life, which is time, thought, love, which is most love, the most is high, is love of Allah, love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love those who love Allah. Poor human being, we're ready to lose everything just for our nafs, our ego, our arrogance, the disease of the heart, jealousy, envy, or even the mistake of others. If every time your children make a mistake, you divorce them, is it really easy? If it's easy, meaning you have no value. If it's easy to let it go, you have no value. If it's easy to always keep end it, is have no value. I know many people in my life. Every incident happened in the past, they tell to the husband or wife, let's end it. And you do not see it. You do not see it. Similar with brother and sister in Islam. Wallahi people, wallahi. I'm in pain physically and emotionally, but different kind of pain. I'm in pain to the point somebody told me yesterday, you should dig a hole and sit in it. I ask why. The person tell me, I see you. You are in a grave and you do not see it. I am. Because I'm choked from all the aspect. I'm choked, I want to go forward. I won't go forward with the message. I want to go forward and have my legacy, dunya and akhirah. I want to go forward and save and guard my time. I want to go forward and save and guard those who love me and I love him for Allah. I want to go forward and benefit mankind and benefit the needy and spread the message. And now, the loved one, the one quote unquote love me, instead of supporting each other and go high, we're busy. Busy. Busy destroying our time, our feeling, our everything. For what? Wallahi, for what? Wallahi, I sent many letters to people yesterday and tell them, for what? What you're doing? What you're going to gain from it? Keep bickering. Keep arguing. Keep going back and forth over incidents. This is, my brother, I call it the most stupidity and ignorance and arrogance of human being. When shaitan allow you to lose everything good around you. And most of all, lose your heart, your tongue, your peace within, your time, and the loved one, and those who love you, those who care for you, those who benefit you, dunya and akhirah. You kick them out very cheap. Very cheap. And you're ready to get rid of them. Poor human being. Poor human being when we deny the akhirah. Poor human being when we do not think about akhirah. Poor human being when we lose our focus and our vision of akhirah. Poor human being when we listen to shaitan instead of Allah. Poor human being when we choose the company of those who destroy us above the company of those who benefit us. Poor human being who choose the love of shaitan above the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember one of the famous dua, and oh Allah, make me love you and love those who benefit me with the love of you. What it mean? Make me love those who love you, and their love will make me closer to you, ya Allah, and benefit our relationship. What is relationship? Between us and Allah. This is the highest. Do we love Allah? Do we love those who love Allah? Do we value the relationship for Allah? Do we love the time for Allah? Do we love to spend the time for Allah? Do we love to remember Allah above anything? Do we willing to sacrifice anything in this life for sabilillah, for goodness sake? Or we allow shaitan and our nafs to take over and destroy any goodness only to please shaitan and please our wicked nafs? Subhanallah al-Azim. Poor human being. Poor human being. Poor human being. When you study, arrogance is the mother of all the diseases. And humble and humility is the mother of all goodness. May Allah snatch the arrogance of our heart and fill our heart with humble and humility to Him. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is not for you.